This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. As Valerie June sees it, her songs themselves come from a different world. Her lyrics are from the characters who tell the stories to her, and the trick is to tune in and stay present to those voices. Before she rose high in the music world for her unique blues folk, Valerie was a kid growing up in Tennessee. Her dad was a music promoter working for artists like Prince and Bobby Womack. And though her father and through her father, she learned to use tools to promote and showcase her own sound. Valerie plays a free show tonight at Durham Central Park, but first she joins us in the studio. Valerie June, welcome. Good to have you here.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Tell us about growing up and what kind of music were you listening to?
Everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty simple.
Did you love it all?
Like a normal kid, we listen to everything.
Well, not always, because some kids listen to what their parents are listening to, and their parents might only listen to one kind of music or another.
Well, if they turn on a radio, they probably hear a variety these days.
What were you most interested in?
I think I had an interest in everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty diverse in my interests, so.
What about your dad? Now, we talked about him being a music promoter. Was he influential in your life?
For sure.
Yeah.
He loved music, and he was working always with different acts, anything from gospel, R&B, or things of that sort. And he promoted one of Prince's first shows and some Bobby Womack stuff, and he was just, music was always playing around him. Not so much in our house, because my mom was like, no, we have five kids. It's too loud around here. Go outside with it. But he would be playing music outside in the car or anywhere around the house.
Did he take you to any of those concerts?
I worked at the concerts.
Yeah.
Yeah, setting up the green room and stuff like that.
Yeah, cool.
Not for the Prince one, because I wasn't born, but for the other ones, yes, we all had jobs.
Well, we might have you back just for an hour of green room stories from celebrities, but in the meantime, will you play a song for us?
I will. It's a song called Rain Dance I'm going to play for the rainy days of your life. Because sometimes they come, and you have to wash away all of the doubt and all the worry. And the best place to do that is down at a river or a lake. Well, now, baby, when I think about you, when I think of love, love, la 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 la, love, 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 la 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 la, love, 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 love. Yeah, now in the mornings, bright and early mornings, waking up at dawn and be waiting. It's all over cause I got you. Well, I won't do my rain dance, gonna wash the dust down the bank. Gonna do my rain dance. Well, I won't do my rain dance, gonna wash the dust down the bank. Gonna do my rain dance. Yeah, now when I'm waiting, waiting, always waiting, dusty, dirty, waiting. I'm gonna do my rain dance, gonna wash the dust down the bank, gonna do my rain dance. But I'm gonna do my rain dance, gonna wash the dust down the bank, gonna do my rain dance. Da da dee 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 da dee 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 la la dee da dee da dee. Now and Papa, pretty Papa, when I close my eyes, what I get to feel, and I'm need to kneel, and I'm need some healing. But I'm gonna do my right.
Valerie June, the song is called Rain Dance. Valerie's going to play a free show tonight at Durham Central Park, 6 o'clock, part of a free concert series called Playlist. What a great song. And I understand that you wrote that in Asheville, North Carolina. Is that right?
Yes. Was years it ago.
By happenstance, or was there something about Asheville that inspired that?
Well, I think that Asheville is just such a creative community that when you go there, if you're a creative person, you're going to be inspired. And so North Carolina in general, all the beautiful nature and green around in North Carolina is one of the greenest states to me, and I loved it. So it was literally a weekend of waterfalls and nature and magical mountain views. And, you know, any time that you have any worries or stress on you, the best thing to do is just catch that sunset or the sunrise, and it'll help you to get rid of it or to pass it on, you know, or to walk through it versus getting rid of it. Maybe you need to sit with it and watch that sunset.
You might need to stay with it a little longer and not get rid of it.
Yeah.
But what about, and also I think there's something that can happen to be inspired by the natural world, waterways, the sounds of the natural world.
Oh,
is that,
yes.
that a big part of your music writing?
Well, I do love to just spend some days in silence many times and just listen to what's happening around me.
Literally days in silence?
I used to spend weeks in silence. I would get all the groceries I needed and I would tell my friends and my family, hey, I'm going into silence for the week. And they would know that I wasn't being rude if they ran across me and I was just being quiet, because I needed sometimes to rest my voice, because I used it a lot for my work and life. And then I also need sometimes just to listen to the world and to hear, you know, sirens or birds or waterfalls or whatever it might be. And to let that be the inspiration many times as well.
Will you do another song for us?
I sure will. This one is for, I always say, for all the goddesses that are out there, because there's a lot of beautiful women who are all working hard to make this earth as powerful and wonderful as it is. So, this song's called The Working Woman Blues, and it's for all the beautiful goddesses that are there. My grandmother, my mother, my great friends, the women who are working here, they're all around. So just take a moment and think about them and send them a little bit of love.
Working Woman Blues, Valerie June, and she is going to be playing a free show tonight, Durham Central Park, 6 o'clock. Lucky us, it's a free concert series called Playlist. Tell me a little bit about your process, your songwriting process, because I understand you are quite happy to just put a song down for hours, weeks, months at a time if that song isn't coming to you.
Yeah, usually, like, the way songs come are... they come as voices first for me because I didn't start playing an instrument until I was in my early 20s. And I feel like with other songwriters I've spoken to, they hear, if they started with an instrument, then they will hear that instrument first. And they hear it in their mind, and I hear voices in my mind that sing to me the song that I sang to you. But there are different ways. Like with Working Woman Blues, it was the opposite of my normal way. I heard the music first, so I sat down and I played the music. And the voice came like several months later. And I was sitting there and I was just playing that same thing over and over and over. And that voice started going, na na nee dee dee da 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 da. Almost like baby talk. And then the words started to morph. I ain't fit to be no mother. And it kept going and going and going and telling its story to me. And I stopped everything I was doing, of course, and got it, wrote it down. But with other songs, they come while I'm washing the dishes, or I'll be driving somewhere and need to pull that car over, or whatever it might be. And I just let the songs flow and grab them from the ether, wherever they are.
Would you sing another one for us right now?
Yes.
That'd be great.
I'm going to sing one for your inner light and for remembering that we all have this beautiful light inside our hearts. And if we can take some time to just shine it in each day through kind moments, then I think that it's going to be an elevated earth. It's called astral plane. Well, is there a light that you have inside you can't touch? A looking glass, you can only show you so much. If you follow the signs, they'll slowly but steady. Don't rush, 'cause that day will come when you just trust. Dancing on the astral plane, holy water cleansing rain, floating through the stratosphere, blind but yet you see so clear. Well, is there a way for you to shine out fear? You're from other worlds, but you can't say he what keeps you here. Dancing on the astral plane, holy water cleansing rain, floating through the stratosphere, blind but yet you see so clear. Dancing on the astral plane, holy water cleansing rain, floating through the stratosphere, blind but yet you see so clear. Blind me yet you see, blind me yet you see, blind me yet you see, blind me yet you see it's all. Well, is there a way for you to give it your all? Dreaming a dream of sweeter things, things great or small. Dancing on the astral plane, holy water cleansing rain, floating through the stratosphere, blind but yet you see it's all clear. Dancing on the astral plane, holy water cleansing rain, floating through the stratosphere, blind but yet you see it's all clear. Blind yet to see, so clear. Blind yet to see.
blind but yet you see. Blind but yet you see. Blind but yet you see so clear. Well, there is a light that you have inside you can touch.
Valerie June, the song is called Astral Plane. Another great one. We are out of time. I want to leave you time to play us out, but I want to thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Her latest album, On the Order of Time, and you can catch her tonight at Durham Central Park as part of the free concert series playlist. Find out more at our website, stateofthings.org. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, Valerie June.
Thank you, Frank.